you tired of the I can't mindset?
Hello, good people, and welcome to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. I hope that everyone is staying safe, staying at home and in quarantine as best as possible, and really staying focused on the things that bring you joy and laughter and just surround you and fill you up in a positive way, because we really have to make the best out of this temporary quarantine that we're all experiencing globally. And so with that, I have two very, very special and just amazing human beings with me today, and they're sharing on this new book they wrote together, The Secrets to Living a Fantastic Life, and they're talking about the 13 Golden Pearls, and it really is an amazing book. Everyone should read it. I think I'm going to have my whole family read it together while we're in this quarantine, because it brings so much value. And so I have with me Dr. Alan Leica and Harriet Tinka, and they share harrowing and traumatic escapes from death. This from a misdiagnosis of what he was told was a terminal illness. So for Dr. Alan Leica, it was a misdiagnosis of a terminal illness. And she from a nearly fatal kidnapping and beating by a stalker. Together and individually, they faced their experiences with courage and found inspiration in each dawning day. For Dr. Alan Leica is best known as one of the leading cosmetic dermatologists in the world, is now acknowledged as a leading expert in living a fantastic life in Turning Points. He is a transformational speaker, thought leader, coach, and mentor. Harriet, a gorgeous former runway with magazine and magazine model, found a new life as a transformational speaker, passionate life coach, blogger, chartered professional accountant, football official, and an ultra marathon runner. Dr. Alan Leica and Harriet Tinka have teamed up to put the wisdom they have gleaned since their traumas into a powerful new book. It is The Secrets of Living a Fantastic Life. These are the 13 golden pearls within. Welcome so much, and thank you for taking time to be on my show today.
Well, Dr. Erica, thank you for having us. This is truly a privilege and an honor for us as well.
I agree. Yeah, thank you so much.
You both are just amazing individuals, but to team up to create this book is, I would just say, fate, a blessing. And so how did you connect? How did your paths connect?
Well, I'll start and then I'll let Harriet finish. Is that okay, Harriet?
Oh, it's perfect.
Okay. Well, I think it was fate. I mean, I was a leading cosmetic dermatologist, and I decided that part of what I'd do is give back to the community. And one of the things I gave back was a sponsorship for a show called Women of Distinction, where we honored women in our society. So, Harriet, how did you get to be part of this honor?
So what happened, based on my story, I opened up my own business called Empowered Me. And Empowered Me was about giving back to the community, making a difference. And I was nominated for an award under the category Turning Point. So I was nominated, I met a few people, and I also met Dr. Leica, and that's how we met during the presentation of the award.
So Harriet's story enthralled me, and we met for lunch soon afterwards. I think she bought me lunch that day, and she told me she had to talk to me, and we started talking, and I said, Harriet, how would you like to write a book? She said, you're kidding. I said, well, it's going to be a lot of work, you know. This is not something we're going to do. She said, I'm ready for the challenge, she said. And so we started writing our book, and it started just because of a conversation we were having over lunch many times. And it kept on going, and it kept on going. And 4 years later, we have our book.
Wow. And the book is essentially that. It's like you were saying, parables, quotes, different stories and experiences from their lives, but it's this amazing conversation that you two have that it's like an ebb and flow, ivory and ebony, and it's just, it's a beautiful blend.
And what I found is I couldn't start a sentence without Harriet finishing it, and it was the same thing for her and me. It was like we were two peas in a pod. Somehow fate brought us together.
Yeah, and I think because of your life-threatening traumas, you know, that maybe that was that initial connection, because you both have stories of trauma and triumph.
You bet, you know, yeah.
I think I would like to emphasize that. These are stories of triumph. Yes, we went through trauma, but Harriet says it well. And tell them about the Ford Steel, Harriet.
The Ford Steel?
How we... We're like Ford Steel.
Yes. It's basically what I think about is it's basically when you think about suffering is a fire. When you burn gold or steel, it comes out like a jewel, something beautiful. So the same for us. We went through all that suffering. Suffering was just a lesson for us, and we came out on top.
Yeah, and even better. And so in the book, they give these beautiful golden pearls, is what they call them, and they're pearls of life. And so there's 13 of them, and I think all of them are valuable, but I want to ask, which one is your favorite, if you could pick one? I know it's
Harriet, you're going to lead this one, and you're going to tell us your favorite pearl.
My favorite one.
Because you like them all.
I like all 13 of them, and I know I can't choose all of them, but my favorite one is forgiveness, because forgiveness is not a temporary act. It's a permanent attitude. The way I see forgiveness, and I had to forgive with what happened to me, forgiveness is... Just think of yourself being bitten by a snake. It's not the bite that will kill you, it's the venom. So when you think of forgiveness, is if you don't forgive, it's basically like you drinking poison and hoping the other person will die from it. So think how angry you're getting. You're getting angry. Meanwhile, the other person is living a life. So you have to forgive. It's for yourself, not for the other person, so you can move on. So that's my favorite.
But how do you do that? Because with your story, it was someone who apparently loved you too much, loved you to the to the fault. It became pathological, and then it almost took your life. How do you do that when you've been scarred? I mean, here you are, this beautiful model, you know. How do you do that?
It wasn't easy. There's steps that I had to go through. The very first thing, I had to own it. I had to accept these feelings are legit. So that was the first thing I had to accept, accepting that it happened to you, because these feelings are temporary, they're not permanent. So the second thing is I had to research, because I knew there was literature that was written about things that everybody's gone through. So I had to research, see what other people have done in the past. So that was the second thing that I did. Number three, I had to accept my story. It's how you say your story. Basically, I'm always reminded by the saying, they buried us, they didn't know we were seeds. So that was the other thing. And the last thing was giving back, volunteering. I volunteer at the women's shelter and also at the palliative care. So when you focus on other people, you're not focused on what's going on. You come out at a better person. And meditation, jogging and running, all those things. It was all a package. It was work in progress. We're all work in progress. And I had to... Yeah. Not have that victim mentality. I had to come out as somebody who knows that I am enough. It doesn't matter what other people say. I have to accept that I am enough. I'm good enough. It wasn't an easy process for sure.
Love that. Mm-hmm. And you, Dr. Laika?
Well, my favorite pearl is something called enthusiasm, because I think enthusiasm is one of the things you can bring to the table every day and change that day. By being enthusiastic, it truly makes the world a better place. And I'm going to tell you a little story if we have a little bit of time.
Yes.
Well, there was Fred the Carpenter. He was 65 years of age. He had worked for one company for 40 years, and he was tired. He didn't like it anymore. He had done everything he could do as a carpenter, and he went to his boss and said, "I'm quitting. I just can't handle this anymore." His boss said, wait, Fred, wait a minute. Could you do just one more job for me? Just one more, please." And Fred said, "Well, you know, yeah, I can do just one more job. What would you like me to do?" He said, "Well, can you build me one more house? Only you can do it. You've been my master carpenter for 40 years. Could you please build me one more house?" He said, "Okay." So he built that house, but every day his heart was not into it. He wouldn't hardly make it to work. He'd show up late. He'd let his underlings do most of the work. He barely got through the job, and at the end of it, it barely passed inspection. But when it did, he took the keys, threw them on his boss's desk, said, "Okay, I'm out of here." He said, wait, we're going to have a big party here. I've got some champagne. Let's pop the cork. This is a momentous day. You've helped me for all these years. You've helped build this company." And he said, "Okay." So they had the party. He's ready to leave. And then the boss said, no. "I've got to have a speech and tell everybody about the great things you've done." And so he said, "Here's Fred. He's been my master carpenter for 45 years. And at the end of this, I'm going to give him something very special for all the work he's done for me. Here's the keys to the last house he built for me. I want him to enjoy it all the days of his life because he's been such a great worker." Now, can you picture how different that story would be if he brought the enthusiasm he had for those 45 years, and how much better that house would have been, and how he truly can enjoy it? So I'd like everybody to think of that as something that they should do. Bring that enthusiasm with you whenever you go, because you never know when it's going to be the most valuable thing that you can do.
Wow. And if he had known that that house was going to be gifted to him, he would have spent a lot more time and love and passion and enthusiasm into building it.
But you see, that's the thing about enthusiasm. When you bring it with you every day, that's what it's like. It's a gift into itself. You're giving that gift to somebody else, and they're giving it back to you.
Yeah. But I think it's truly a choice to change, or kind of like an attitude change, or choice to change your focus. Because instead of focusing on the trauma or the hurt, or the not good enough, or the victim mentality, you have to make that choice to change your mindset.
Yes, and that's where it all begins with. One little choice. It's hard to do. It's very hard to implement. But that little choice changes everything.
Exactly. On that note, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Have you heard of the tremendous results of CBD oil that has really changed the lives of many? Hi there, I'm Jules Johnson, and I've got to tell you about this amazing CBD oil that Dr. Erica is bringing to the forefront. Oh, I'm so excited about this. Well, CBD oil is now legal in all 50 states with no prescription required. Dr. Erica Montgomery, a licensed psychologist for over 23 years, has many of her clients taking this exceptional quality of CBD oil, which has improved their feelings and emotions with daily stress, insomnia, anxiety, depression, and, oh my goodness, so many other symptoms. Well, the question is, why suffer? HempHappier.com can change your life. It did for me. Remember, CBD oil does not have any THC in it. And this means that you won't get high from it. And yet, you get the life-changing properties that come directly from Mother Nature. It will improve the quality of your life dramatically. I promise. Go to hemp.com. hemphappier.com and pick the dosage that you need. That's hemphappier.com.
Welcome back to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. I have two amazing human beings, Dr. Alan Leica and Harriet Tinka. They have collaborated on this amazing and fabulous book. I think everyone should read it. My family will be reading it. It's The Secrets to Living a Fantastic Life with 13 Golden Pearls. And we talked a little bit about their favorite pearls, but what I really want to know from their stories is really what have they learned, not only from their life stories, from their trauma, their triumph, but in also writing this book together and sharing their wisdom with each other and letting it to unfold authentically, naturally. What lessons have they learned?
Well, Harriet, I'm going to start for a minute, then I'm going to let you summarize it for me. Is that okay?
Okay, that sounds perfect. Okay.
You know, back in December, when we were writing this book, we were getting it all together. I put my briefcase behind my car, and I was called by the phone, like I'm off AM, and I was distracted. I got in my car. I backed up my car over my briefcase with my computer in it. It destroyed the entire book. I mean, it was a very traumatic experience. But, you know, I explained it to Harriet, and she said, don't worry. You've sent me almost all the stuff, and what you don't have is in the cloud. Thank goodness it's the year. It was 2019, and we have the cloud. And, you know, we reproduced it, and we even made it better than what happened there. We made the book about 1,000 times better than it was up to that point. So, Harriet, what did we learn?
We learned it's not what happens to you, it's what you do with what happens. That was when he called me and told me about it, I had to laugh, because laughter is important when things happen to you. And then we just started from where we ended. It was a good experience. So it's really not what happens to you, it's what you do with what happens.
Wow, that's amazing, because I think my first reaction would have been to cry. Yeah. Would have really just been to, or get angry or start to blame or, that's the natural reaction.
This is where another one of our golden pearl comes in. It's laughter, because laughter is one of the few things that restores us back to normal. I think it's a gift given to us that really is something that's beyond belief. You know, we can laugh at adversity. We can really come above it just by giving it a laugh. And when Harriet started laughing, I could do nothing but laugh either. It was something that was really one of the greatest experiences, to say, oh, well, another day.
Laughter is the medicine of the soul.
It does. It kind of makes everything okay. No matter how bad it is, when you laugh about it, it's like, you know what, in the big scheme of things, I'm still alive.
That's what we say every day, because both Harriet and I are alive, us and I are alive. We went through experiences that would have killed most people. But here we are, ready and willing to share with everybody, because it's something we love to do. And we can make other people's lives even better because of the experiences we went through.
Exactly. And I think, Harriet, it was you who was in the hospital and the little girl came up to you.
It was me, yeah. So basically, I guess my story is long, but just to talk about it a little bit, is I had been kidnapped, stabbed, and left for dead. So I had been an international model for over 15 years. So I was walking on the runway, and now I was in the hospital learning how to walk all over again. So while I was there feeling sorry for myself, asking why me, why would this happen to me? But when you think about it, if I say why me, who else should it happen to? Anyway, I was feeling sorry for myself. And there was a little girl came wheeling into the hospital on a wheelchair, all happy and excited. And I didn't want to talk to her at the time. Anyway, eventually started talking to her and she asked me what my story was. So I gave her the version that a little girl would be able to digest. And she looked at me and said, wow, you know what? You should use your story to impact the world, because you have such a powerful story. And I thought to myself, a 9-year-old with such wisdom, why is she so full of energy? So she also told me that while she was in the hospital, the reason being she had been in a car accident. A drunk driver had killed her entire family. So now she was motherless, fatherless, and homeless. And she was in a wheelchair, but she was so grateful that she still had her life. And I looked at her, and that was my turning point. And I thought, wow. And it's not about comparing stories, but when I looked at her life and I looked at mine, I said, I need to be grateful for what has happened to me. So then, and life is about connecting the dots. So that was my initial. Then I thought to myself, I need to turn around my life.
And I think that's what it's all about. It's about turning points. We have a point in our life where we have to turn around. And I think everybody has that in them, that a turning point is facing them. That's what's going on with society right now. We're at a turning point. We have a chance to make a better world. Why don't we take it and make this world a better world than the world we used to have? Why don't we take this opportunity and make everybody a better person at the same time? This is a great opportunity. Let's not ruin it.
Mm-hmm. And you're absolutely right. I think that the whole attitude, the gratitude and appreciation for life and love, it is like instead of seeing this as a quarantine where all, you know, we got to stay inside, we can't, you know, do the things that we usually do, you know, it's like we actually have a moment to be still, to not be pressured with the daily activities of our lives, to be still, to have the time to be with our families.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we have
see it as a blessing.
We have time to get better. We have a time to take this joyous moment that we have. It's been thrust on us. How could we get away from that breakneck life that we were in, where everything was going at 10,000 miles an hour, and all of a sudden we have this opportunity? And it got thrust on us. Terrible thing. But when I look back at this, I've got to say, wow, this was something I was really grateful for.
Exactly. And I think that we have to see this as a temporary space and time.
Yeah.
It's temporary. It will pass. Mm-hmm. And what will you have done?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you've got to say what Harriet and I have hopefully done is made a little impact on people's lives, making them have a little bit better, understand things a little better, and take some of those golden pearls to heart.
Yeah, because nothing is permanent. Seasons change all the time. Everything will change. So this is just a time to learn.
And I love what you say about how our lives are nothing but progression of growth and change, because I think that that speaks to the empowerment of how, you know, you don't have to be who people tell you that you are. You don't have to be, you know, you didn't have to be the victim. You didn't have to be the, you know, oh, my life is ruined now. Or you didn't have to take the diagnosis that you were going to die. I love that, that you were like, nope. No one is going to tell me when I'm going to die. I love that because,
I bet you there's a lot of people in that situation that are misdiagnosed. And I bet you there's a lot of people out there that don't know where to turn to. And, you know, the interesting thing is that we now have this amazing thing called the internet that really helps us to find answers fairly quickly. Now, they may not all be the right answers, because I've always said the internet is like the most amazing library filled with the most amazing books, but you can't tell the garbage cans from the books because they all look the same. So you have to be very careful out there. But at the same time, there's opportunity, and people should take that opportunity and evaluate, but they have to do it critically. You know, I don't think people should be taking cleaning fluids to try and knock out the COVID virus from their body right now. I really think that's a dangerous thing, and people should take that with some degree of caution. In fact, a huge degree of caution. But at the same time, there probably are going to be breakthroughs in treating the COVID virus that we haven't even thought of yet, and those will come in the next little while. But importantly, more importantly, is I think people need to take this on themselves to start to learn new things. It's all the power in themselves to do things, and they have to acknowledge that it's about them. They have to acknowledge that they can do things. They just don't have to sit back and take what's given to them.
And don't believe what other people tell you about who you are and what you can or cannot do. That's why I love the story about the I can. Yeah. I can. I can. With the tying of the shoe, it was like, yes. When you believe you can, you will. You do.
Yeah, that was my daughter that taught that to me. And when she was very young, my youngest daughter, she couldn't tie her shoes, but she kept at it over and over and over again, thousands of times, to the point that we couldn't believe it, but she could tie her shoes.
That's that tenacity, right?
Tenacity.
Tenacity, yeah. So I'm just going to ask you both. I mean, you're such a wealth of knowledge and experience, but I'm just going to ask both of you to share your last kind of words of wisdom with my listeners.
Harriet, why don't you take the lead there?
Okay. So for me, what I really advocate on looking inside yourself and really working on yourself. I remember when Daya was giving this metaphoric story. Imagine yourself in a room, it's dark, and you drop your keys. You look everywhere and you cannot find the keys. So you look outside and you see light, and a light bulb goes in your head and you say, oh, I'm just going to go outside and look for my keys. So there you are looking for your keys, and your neighbor comes in, looks for the key, helps you, say, what are you doing? He said, well, I'm trying to find my keys. So the neighbor helps you find your keys. And then your neighbor asks, where did you drop your keys? And they say, well, I dropped them inside. And he asks, why are you looking for them out here? They said, well, because it's dark out there and it's light in here. But isn't that what we do in life? Instead of coming back inside and solving our problem, we go elsewhere. So looking inside and working in yourself is so important, and knowing that you're enough. Just say it, feel it, and be it. So for me, what I'd like to share with the audience is just remember, we live in a world of deficiency. You are good enough. Change your attitude and change your mindset. And attitude is one of our golden pearls, that also one of my favorite. So my message to your audience is attitude makes a huge difference. Have an attitude of gratitude.
Harriet, I couldn't have said it more beautifully. I'm going to just add that you remember, it's not what happens to you, it's what you do with what happens. It's very important to realize that. And if you do nothing else, put that on as a little card on your mirror every day and read it. It's not what happens to you, it's what you do with what happens. If you do that, I guarantee your life will change.
Mm-hmm. It's what you do and how you make that a learning lesson to be better.
Yes.
Exactly.
How you learn to be better because of it. And I always say that when people come to me as a psychologist, I always say, it doesn't matter what you've been through, what traumatic experiences, what you've been told, learn a lesson from the pain, from the suffering, from the trauma, because you were meant for greatness.
Oh,
you were meant
definitely.
For greatness. So just learn the lesson and fly. You know, so where can my listeners learn more about you, your website, the book,
I'd like everybody to get a copy of our book. And the best place to get it is at our site called fantasticlifebook.com. Now, at that, if you buy from there, we will ship the book to you for free. And we're going to give 20% of this book to help people in the inner city so that they can do better and help it. So this is our gift to everybody's back. And as you probably heard, Harriet deals with abused women all the time. And that's going to go to help those abused women, because right now, when people are quarantined, there's more and more abuse going on as well. And we'd like to stop that. So this is our gift back to society as a result. That's fantasticlifebook.com. Please go there and buy a copy or two, because if you like it, I know a friend will too. Always buy two books. It's always a great thing. And I think we can make a difference in the world that way. We'd love you to be part of this project. That's the best way to meet us, and we'll be able to get in touch with you as well that way.
I love it. Thank you. Anything else you'd like to say, Harriet?
Oh, I think you summarized it very well.
Okay. Well, just thank you so much. I appreciate you coming on my show. I hope to have you back on my show, you know, separately or together in the future, just to share more of your golden pearls of wisdom with my listeners. And thank you so much.
Thank you, Erica.
Thank you for having us, Dr.
Right, Dr. Erica. This was a lot of fun. And I'd like to invite you to be on my podcast as well. That's another thing I do. So in the near future, we'll be reaching out and contacting you to be on it.
Perfect. Perfect. Okay. Stay safe and take care.
Thanks for listening to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. We will be back next with another terrific episode that will allow you to master your mind. Please visit hemphappier.com for more information about Dr. Erica and CBD oil. See you next week.